The present-day cheers for Russia and Ukraine's annexed Crimea Peninsula is, for many Estonians, an eerie reminder of their past.
Yeah, for us it is history repeating itself because in 1940, when Estonia was occupied by the Soviet Union, it was actually the same scenario.
A Russian coup d'etat was made to look like a popular revolt. Unfair elections put communists in charge of Estonia, communists who quickly asked to join the Soviet Union. Now the top general of the world's largest military has reaffirmed America's pledge to help defend Estonia's sovereignty.
There's no greater symbol of commitment than the presence of U.S. soldiers, men and women, America's sons and daughters, on the ground. And they're here.
We are very happy of having the U.S. Jet planes and A-10s flying in Estonian skies, giving the security feeling, which in these turbulent times is needed not only for the armed forces, but mainly for our people.
Trying to walk the fine line, not being provocative, not giving Putin an excuse to escalate, but making it very clear that if he were to cross over, this would mean war with the United States.